Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations of a Spirited Actor. I am your host, Tracy Moore, and I am very excited to be here this evening. And that is really not news for my listeners, because I'm actually always excited to be here on Monday evening on Conversations of a Spirited Actor. And as I always do, before I start the show, before I go into anything, I like to always give thanks to the team that consistently holds me down and empowers me and inspires me and rejuvenates me, starting off with my phenomenal producer friend, Mr. Elwood Leggett. Shout out to Elwood. And, oh, and I'm actually starting something new. It's not shout out anymore. It's sprinkle dusting. I am sprinkle dusting, and remember I said sprinkle dust, because some people say, oh, Tracy has angel dust, fairy dust. No, it's sprinkle dust. So I am sprinkling on to you this evening. I'm sprinkling some dust to, again, my producer, Elwood, and also to Dez, who is going to be back on the air with us. She's going to be back sitting right next to me, manning the switchboard. And we're going to have a big celebration when that happens, too, because I miss Dez. And also, a sprinkle dusting out to Chautauqua Commons in Orange County, California, that holds down the Spirited Actor. Whew, I just would not know what to do without Chautauqua. We talk about keeping it together, and she gives me the space to create, and she pulls it all together and makes sense of it. And I just give her a big, big shout out. I also want to thank all my listeners. It is so amazing to look at where we were and where we are continuing to evolve. And I just remember starting off the show and being a newbie and Elwood walking me through the whole process. And that was with about 147 listeners, and today we were on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. Applause to everybody, all my listeners, all of you. And Elwood continues to have dreams in which we build on every day about conversations of the Spirited Actor. Sometimes people are in such a rush and in such a hurry, I find, and especially in the entertainment business, of immediate gratification or it happening now, 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 now. And the beauty of it really is in the journey of it, because you know in your heart when you're driven and passionate, you know in your heart that the finish line, you see it, you see where you're going, you see the goal. So in traveling to get there, that's all the lessons and that's all the experience and wisdom and stuff that you need once you get to the goal to maintain you past the goal. That's what you need, because that's longevity. You sit back and say, I got 3-4 decades in the entertainment business. Wow, that's powerful. So It is about the longevity. I always say it's easy to, quote, unquote, make it. It's creating longevity that becomes a challenge in that, reinventing yourself and being able to have a versatility and range of different characters. So that was a real big monologue that I did not plan, but I allowed it, and, you know, I always allow spirit to come through. And that was all to say that we are growing, and I see us growing, and I'm so elated about the process. I see the finish line. I know the finish line. But going from 147 listeners to now over 40,000 listeners is a blessing. Is wow! The people are listening to us, and it's good. People want this is to empower and encourage and inspire and champion the actor. Because trust me when I tell you, since 1988. All my friends are actors. I've been casting since 1988. I've seen the evolution of so many careers. And the common thread and denominator between all of these people who are currently working actors today is that they had the passion, the determination, and they enjoyed the process knowing they were going to get to the finish line. All right. So I want to thank my listeners, and I don't know all of you by name, and those of you who want me to call you out by name, you can email me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, casting, C-A-S-T-I-N-G, at gmail.com. That's Tracy Moore casting at gmail.com, and I will shout you out. In the interim, I'm going to shout out my number one listener, Michelle Murray, Kels, Mark Gutierrez, Anthony, Alan Holloway, Tanya Thompson, Sean, Ray Bond, Natasha, Shagun, Yaya, oh, Marquez, Corey, wow, Mark, the list goes on, Chrissy, Layla. All of you guys, thank you for listening. And all of our new listeners, thank you for you as well. And I'm glad this is a place that you can find of inspiration, because the people that come on the show are spirited artists, creative beings, and they are so gracious in sharing and inspiring you. I also want to give a big hug and a big shout out to our sponsor, Daisy Kimbrough from Aromaology. Wow. I said to Elwood today, my house is Aromaology. I have Aromaology in every spot in my house, because when I smell it, I always say if there was a scent for love, peace, and soul, it would be Aromaology. I am in love with Daisy Kimbrough's products, and this is a perfect time of the year to extend some love, peace, and soul to someone special in your life. And you can go to aromology.com and find her wonderful products. Let's hear from Daisy. I think we're having some technical difficulty with our commercial, so we will hear from Daisy in a minute. I'll wait for Elwood's signal to let me know that he's going to hit that commercial. In the interim, very, very excited about our guest this evening.
Does your candle fill your room with a strong, lasting scent? Are they safe for the environment? Are they all natural? Well, experience the warmth of Daisy's Aromaology. These scented soy candles will light up and fill any room with an array of many fragrances. Hand-poured with love and care, Aromaology candles permeate a strong scent, delivers a long burn time, but more importantly, they burn clean, which creates an environmentally friendly atmosphere. Create an ambience of tranquility, romance, and relaxation in your home with our unique candles. Aromaology. Experience the aroma at daisiesaromaology.com.
Yay! I love Daisy from Aromaology. And I got a special treat for you guys this evening. We're going to hear from Daisy this evening. We have an extended version of the show this evening because for the next 2 weeks we are down because of the holidays, and we also are giving you guys a special treat and replaying some of our favorite shows. So please tune in the next 2 Mondays because the show is going to still be going on, but we will be back January 9th with a whole new lineup, wonderful, even more exciting guests, and just a lot of different new segments, and inclusive of our homework segment, which all of you are going to be getting a gift right in time for Christmas. Kells, just to let you know, and for those of you who are just listening for the first time, we have a homework segment, and during our homework segment is where we offer a gift from Aromaology, and the gifts are coming in, and so I'll be able to extend those. So I am very, very, very excited about that. Okay, so tonight's guest, very excited, is a Spirit Actor alumni, Miss Kiki Haynes from Tyler Perry's TBS, for better or for worse. I am so thrilled to have Kiki on the show. She, just in reconnecting with her and speaking to her, I was inspired. And so I know that she's going to touch your spirits and your souls. So you're going to have another treat this evening. And I'm so gassed about that. And we have our new segment with Emily Elishevitz, and her topic tonight is the real secret. Emily says the real secret. So I know I'm going to be taking notes again, because when Emily and Jackie Morris come on, they always leave us with diamonds and pearls, and it's I reinforce those things in my life. I always test things, you know, before I do things in my class. I test them on myself, and then I give them to my class. So I take all those things to heed their words. excuse me. We also have a special treat for you guys this evening, and I'm going to be talking about this during the course of this evening. I'm so excited about this. I'm stuttering. Beginning January 7th, we are going to be offering the Spirited Actor VIP membership. And we are offering members a place for actors to expand and nurture their talent. You'll get things like daily exercises, informative topics, access to exclusive Q&A sessions with me, opportunities to showcase your talent and resume, your photo and resume, to agents and producers and casting directors and much, much more. So stay tuned. This could be the best Christmas gift you could give to yourself or your loved one. All the information will be posted on the Spirited Actor fan page on Facebook. So to register, email C. Collins, that's C, and another C-O, L-L-I-N-S dot thespiritedactor@gmail.com. That's ccollins.thespiritedactor@gmail.com. And again, go to the Spirited Actor fan page. And if you're not a fan, please become a fan. I'd like to say friend, because I'm a fan of yours too. So go to the Spirited Actor fan page, and you can get all the information about this wonderful opportunity that we are offering you, the Spirited Actor VIP membership. I can't be everywhere, and I would love to be everywhere for everybody, and so this is a vehicle in which we've created for that to happen and for me to be able to teach anywhere and everywhere and all over. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on our guest this evening, Spirited Actor alumni, Kiki Haynes. Hello? Okay. Okay, and she's coming. I know she's on. Hello?
Tracy?
Kiki!
Hi, honey, I've been hearing you. I've been like, hey, Tracy, hey, Tracy!
I'm glad. I blew sprinkle dust, so thank God. Welcome to Conversations of a Spirited Actor.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you tonight. You know I'm like over here nervous because, you know, you were there from the beginning. So I told you, I feel like I'm like your child coming home and say, Mama, I did what you said and I made it.
Yes, you did. And you made it when you made the choice to do it. You know,
yes.
Like I was just saying earlier that this business is so about immediate gratification, making it happen, 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 happen. And if you know what your finish line is, you have that vision for that, you got to enjoy the process because this is the best part for me. I always believe, like there was no convincing with me. I was like, Kiki, I got you. That project will happen, son. That TV show will happen, son. I don't know when, I don't know how, but just keep doing what you're doing because you do it, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because it sounds so cliche. When people say, you know, we don't know when, but we know it's going to happen. Some days that's easier to swallow than others. And some days you're like, I don't want to hear that. It just sounds so far away. Some days, you know, you receive it that is close. And other days it just sounds like a land far, far and away. And you got to really pour into your spirit, like get out your head. You don't know when it's going to happen. And just keep doing what you're doing and pressing forward.
Now, let me ask you, because that's a really great thought in terms of how you sustain, you know, you mentioned spirit, like how do you stay grounded? How did you stay grounded? And now in current day, now that you've become a familiar face, you're a working consistent actress, you have a series, how do you stay grounded now? Because it's two different worlds. Is that correct?
A little bit, but not really. And what I mean a little bit is that, you know, yes, I am blessed to be on a TV show. And, you know, yes, I definitely have gotten much more familiar with exposure-wise, you know, in terms of people nationally knowing who Kiki Haynes is and, you know, doing interviews and getting Twitter fans. And that part is different. But in terms of on my side and what it feels like in my spirit and what it feels like, you know, just in my actor and in my journey, that dynamic hasn't changed too much yet because, you know, it's still in pilot mode and I'm so grateful to see myself on the show. But the big change in terms of, you know, really feeling like, okay, you know, we're going to be on for, you know, four seasons, I haven't gotten that yet. And I think that's why for me, you know, I'm humble and I'm grateful, but I, you know, one of the things that my co-star and the lead of the show, Tasha Smith, who, you know, also I studied with when I was out here in L.A., always says to me is as grateful as she is for the job, she's always already looking for the next one. And I'm already in that mode. I'm grateful for this opportunity, but I I'm already in the mode of, okay, I got to work already. You know, I need to work again. I need to figure out what the next gig is, because what you guys are watching right now, you know, we shot that in June. So this is December, and I praise God for what's airing right now, but I need to work right now.
Well, this is the deal. Like, do you also feel, because this is what I look at. I look at the fact that, and I understand the mindset that you have. I also look at it as an opportunity for you once a week to have a showcase that you, that other people are watching you, that you, I'm thinking from a casting director's point of view.
Yeah.
Other people are watching you. You have the beauty of having this weekly showcase. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So in looking ahead for your next job, and this is just another perspective of it, that it's already lined up for you in some way in connecting. From a casting director's point of view, our job is to scout talent. And so you find talent anywhere. And this is a new show. And you are a new face in television, and you know, you've worked and you have credit as a working actress, but this is like that consistent gig. You are part of an ensemble, and on top of that, Tyler Perry's Enterprise.
Okay.
Huge.
How huge is that? Like, I am working
huge.
With Tyler Perry's. Like, when you walk on the lot, it says Tyler Perry Studios, and then I look up and I'm on set, and the man who is directing me is Tyler Perry. Girl, I can't even tell you how sometimes I have to, like, keep myself from doing a jitter dance in my seat, because this is just, you know, you said what keeps me going, and it truly is, as, you know, we talked in private, it is my spirituality, truly it
yes.
is, in terms of I receive what you're saying about, you know, my steps are already ordered. You know, everything that is going to come to me is already lined up, but I just need to make sure that I am in line with him, so that
Absolutely.
Way, you know, I
Absolutely.
Can get to it. Because there are some people who say, well, if your steps are already ordered, then you don't have to worry about doing nothing, and that's not true. You have to meet God at the right place so that way he can bless you. I have to always make sure that I show up and that I do all that I can, and that I'm prepared, and that I'm grounded, and that, you know, I'm focused, so that way he can say, okay, now here you go. Because if we don't do our part, our steps I believe they'll be reworked. The journey will change. So maybe you were going to get this blessing in 2003, but because you didn't do your part, you may not get it now to 2007. So I do believe your steps are always ordered, but that free will might just have it change a little bit.
Wow. That's very inspiring, Kiki. It really goes to show, like, your faith and your spiritual groundedness. How challenging is it for you to be, you know, of that spirit in the entertainment business? You know,
there have been times in the journey, I'll be honest, that, you know, from the outside, and I always make sure that I start off this sentence by saying, from the outside looking in, it seems like some people who don't seem to, you know, have a spirituality, or even know God, you know, don't even honor him in any kind of way, fashion, or form, seem to be getting blessed and getting the jobs and getting the gigs. And there were times that I was like, Lord, I don't understand. You know, you gave me this talent. Am I not supposed to be in this industry? Because if so, why am I trying my best to do things your way, but it seems like this person and that person is getting blessed? But I had to remind myself, on the outside looking in, you don't know what that person is going through. You don't know what that person's spirit is like. You don't know, regardless to what gig they have, you don't know what, you know, happens when that set is over, or even during that set, what they have to do to get through it. And so I had to learn to stop worrying about other people's blessings and know that what's meant for me is meant for me, and what's meant for the other person and is meant for the other person, and that God is not going to keep anything that is good for me from me. And then that's exactly what happened with me this year, you know, with this show, in terms of me just being lined up and just, you know, pouring into myself and just trusting him. And then the blessing is that not only did I get blessed with a wonderful show, but my entire cast, including my director, are Christians. We pray before we shoot every single time. So, you know, here it is. At one point in my life, I was questioning whether or not somebody like myself was supposed to be in this industry. And now here it is, the biggest gig thus far, because there's more to come, my entire cast, we pray.
Wow. That is, how often do you hear that?
God is all over this project, literally. I mean, he's all over it and through it. I think the favor that we've been getting from TBS, who is the, you know, the production behind us, and how much they've been just pushing us and really, 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 you know, standing for us. And, you know, even a story that Tasha Smith once shared with me about the Tyler Perry Studios itself, that when he was, you know, interested in buying it, there were scriptures. Somebody had pulled scriptures out of a Bible and taped them to the front gate of the lot.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. So it's just, I mean, I could go on and on about how these different things were lined up and how, you know, I feel 100% like this project, this part, this entire situation was designed for me, because it's like God is all over it, all over it.
Unbelievable. That's, you know, these are the stories that, and when you settle in whatever spiritual belief that people have, when you settle in that, there's a sense of peace and security, and that's what I believe is surrender. There's no resistance. There's no, I don't use the word, you know about me in words, but I don't use the word worry. I use, you know, I say concern. And so there's certain words that have different effects. And so when you talk about having this spiritual groundiness, I just feel a sense of peace and a sense of surrender,
mm-hmm.
and a sense of calmness. And I think, you know, that's the place where, to me, God resides, you know, and that's what it feels like, because I feel your confidence, I feel your sense of just knowingness,
The reason why I know is because, Tracy, the year before this, literally, I had so many battles and storms. I mean, just everything that you could name that could come against me came against me. To the degree where at the time that I even got the call by the very talented and beautiful Kim Williams, casting director, who you know and you love.
Big up to Kim.
I was completely out of the loop of the acting business, did not have an agent, did not have a manager, wasn't even in a current acting class. I had no idea. I wasn't even, I probably was the only person in L.A., that didn't even hear that of the project itself, for better or worse. I was in a time where I was just trying to rebuild myself, trying to get my confidence back, trying to get myself financially stable, emotionally stable. I had not only lost one of my very dear best friends, but the gentleman that I was dating at the time, you know, left me in the most disrespectful, unforeseen way. It was just blow after blow after blow. And I came to a point where I was just like, you know what, I can either choose to give up or I can just trust that God, I have no idea what's going on, but I trust that as long as I keep my eyes focused on you, you got something that is coming. And I'm just going to pour into myself, get myself back together. I was praying harder than I ever had before. I was, you know, trying to find ways to rebuild me. And literally when I got the call to audition for this project, from Kim. I hadn't heard from Kim, who I love to death, in almost a year and a half, 2 years. She thinks of me out the blue. I go into this audition, Tracy. I audition, and then I book it immediately 2 hours later because Mr. Perry himself was in the room.
Wow.
So it's like for me to completely step out, and I have to say this, even though I stepped out, I didn't give up. I said to God, I said, you know what, I got some groundwork to do. And I believe that you put this talent in me for a reason. And so I trust that while I call it get your girl woman on, where you got to just kind of, you know, get your house back up, I'm trusting that if something comes along that is meant for me, that you will effortlessly align it up to where I'll be able to get it. And that's exactly what happened. Because even though maybe on the outside of somebody looking at me, they were like, oh, well, she wasn't in class, and she didn't have an agent, and she didn't have this, but I never gave up on my dream and my confidence in God and him knowing that I know the talent you gave me, but I'm trusting that it's going to come from you. It's not going to come from any other avenue, and no other book is going to come from you. So when you say that sometimes, you know, how did you settle? I didn't. I was forced to. When I say I was at my lowest, I was at my lowest. It was times that I had to clap in my house by myself, like, okay, Ashton, come on out from around the corner, because this has got to be a joke, but not ha-ha. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Well, so I didn't have a choice in settling. I had to settle.
The beautiful part about it, Kiki, is that your story, man, you inspire millions. Like, because the thing about life is that it really is a thin line between sanity and insanity.
Mm.
People, you know, you waver that decision every single day, you know? And so what you're saying and what you're giving to our listeners is the inspiration to continue to persevere. Like, you know, I've heard so many stories, specifically from actors, when, you know, Carita Smith, right before the Bernie Mac show, called me and said, I'm quitting. I'm quitting this industry. I was like, no. Wait, hold on. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, things were spiraling in the way in which you say. But it just goes to show you that whatever that fire inside of you that helped you stay lit and believing and faith and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, look how to somebody, like you said, looking on the outside, it may look like, where did she come from? Boom, how did she just get that? But they don't know your journey. They don't know your journey. They don't know your journey. And so this is well-deserving. I can attest to it only as your teacher, and more so as the casting director. Instinctually, you just know. And the thing that I met before anything else was your strength and confidence. Then I saw your talent. But that, your strength, that's who I got introduced to. I was like, oh, my God, I love her. We're going to be friends. And look, years later, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my God, that's why I love actors. I was there from the beginning, and I can attest to the listeners that there are certain energies you don't, it's not rocket science, it's instinct, and it's the hair that stands up when you just know that you know that you know, and I knew. And now we are talking to you about your television show. So I just, oh my God, I'm like,
I know, Tracy, like, I'm on a Tyler Perry new series. Like, I have to wake up sometimes and like say that. You know, I run into people now and they recognize me, or, you know, I'm running and I have to almost go, like, somebody said to me the other day, oh, by the way, you know, congratulations, and I just had a birthday on Saturday. So I said, oh, you know, thank you, it's my birthday. She said, No. I'm talking about the show. And she looked at me like, I love it. I swear to God, it's some days. And I'm like, oh, I am on the TV show. I have to remind myself. It's not,
I love it.
It's not 100%. Yeah, it becomes more and more real to me every day. But it's I don't know if it'll ever really 100% fall on me. And maybe, you know, that's the confidence or the humility that you're hearing in my voice. It's like, I'm grateful, but I really don't think that I truly, truly get it the way you all get it, or the way you see it. You know what I mean? Even when I shot it, when I first shot the pilot in June, and when I came back to L.A., it was like, well, what am I going to do now? What should I do? Like, it's like I knew I was in Atlanta. I knew I shot a project, but it didn't resonate that I'm about to see myself on TV on a weekly series in a couple of months. It felt like I shot a short film or a feature. I definitely knew I worked on something, but I could not register in my body that it's going to be a TV show and a major television show directed by a super talented multimillionaire director, and that people are going to see me every week. Like, it just, it did not resonate. And as each week that I see myself on TV and I get to see it come alive, it's like, wow, like, that really, that's me. Like, I'm watching myself live my dream, and it's like, it's surreal, Tracy. That's all I can tell you. It is the most surreal, but invigorating, and I'm living my dream. That's all I can say.
That's beautiful, living your dream. It's just, manifesting whatever, just seeing the vision. I said on one of my shows that creative beings see before they believe before they see.
No,
we see before we believe, right?
No, we believe before we see.
We believe before we see.
I mean, and at least that's what faith is. Faith is leaning on those things that you cannot see. Because if we look at if I looked at my circumstances this year, I would not have walked into the room with the confidence that he saw and the confidence that I guess you also saw at that day. Because it's many times that I was, tried, and I just felt like enough, like I'm so tired of it. I felt like I was almost being battled just because I had that endurance. And it's almost like the Job story, like, oh, you think you're tough? Oh, you think you're confident? You think you're strong? Okay, well, after about 25 uhs, I'm like, all right, you know what, maybe I'm really not that strong. Maybe I'm really not that confident. And then I had to shake it off. No. This is Kiki from Jersey. I am confident, and I am strong. And you know what? Bring it.
Yeah.
I had to you go through those whole in and out moments. You really do. But I had to, if it was not for my faith, if it was not for me dreaming big and seeing the vision and seeing myself what's happening right now, then when I couldn't even see, please, nobody could have told me this last year. But in my spirit and in my gut, I felt that God was up to something big. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that what was going on at that time, that wasn't what was meant for me. That wasn't why I was here. This is why I'm here. This is my purpose, and this is why I say I'm leaving my dream. This is why I've been going hard and believing and fighting through and picking myself back up so many times when I was knocked down, so many times.
And I used to say in a Give Love, I don't know if I ever said in your class, but weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Like, you know, you get back up. And I'm reading a book right now that is like, it's the most amazing gift to me. My friend gave it to me, called World Changers. It's 25 of the entrepreneurs that changed the world, from Steve Jobs to Oprah to John Mackey, who started Whole Foods. And the common denominator between all of these people is the humanitarian part, you know. And again, your story, I'm inspired. I'm like, wow, like it's another confirmation that what appears to be bad is not necessarily bad. It may be bad, like it may be viewed as bad while you're going through it, but would you change anything at this point right now about your journey up until this television series?
No.
Do you see that?
I get it. I get all of it. I get the stuff that I literally was like, at one point, why, God? Why is this happening to me? Why is this person betraying me? Why is this person, why is this person abandoning me? Like, I knew that, okay, there's a possibility that this person was going to go, and I definitely felt close, but this person? No, this one has to stay, God, not this one. He's like, no. Out. Those hurt. Yeah.
Wow.
Those hurt a lot. And you got to fight yourself from being angry with him. And you know, you just got to trust. You got to trust and believe that there's a reason. And when I look back, he was literally wiping everyone and everything out of my life that was not going to be able to support me and be able to receive all that is happening from me right now. He had to get rid of everything that was going to hinder me from moving in the place that he's taken me.
Mm. That's powerful, Kiki. That's very powerful. Because, you know, there are so many people, and the closest people to us.
Hurt us the most sometimes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
protective. Yeah. I hear you. It is, our lives are parallel. It's crazy. Similar.
But look how happy we are now. I'm so happy for you. And
oh,
I'm happy
my
for
God.
Everything that you have going on. And just,
thank you. I appreciate you, love. I love actors. You know that. This, when I got the opportunity, Elwood is my producer, and he offered this opportunity, I jumped on it because I was like, I want to give my friends who are actors a platform to, just have a conversation, be yourself, and inspire other people, because there's some actor somewhere, and we're on the internet, it could be in Africa, anywhere, that doesn't see the possibility, or maybe doesn't have a support system around them, but they have that burning desire, which you love this. That's why it's not work for you. This is your passion. This is, like you said, your dream. You're inspiring, so you're touching somebody, and these are the type of conversations that I wanted to have. And, you know, it makes it even better that, you know, I feel like I was there, I remember, you know, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
But what's important, Tracy, is that when I look back, honestly, as much as I had a confidence and I had, you know, I had something inside of me that said this is what I was supposed to do. You know, of course, I came from wonderful parents. Meeting you, Tracy, having you say to me that you think I'm excellent and you see greatness and, you know, you see things from me. And meeting, you know, Susan Batson, who says, you know, I think you're incredible and where are you from? Mm-hmm. Like, you all poured into me, and I had to tap into those things when I was being challenged and when I was, you know, being when my strength and my confidence, you know, was being beaten down. Literally, I had to go back to your words and her words and all of the words of people who have spoken into me to keep me saying, no, I'm not receiving what you're saying, because Tracy said that I am talented and that I am incredible and that she does see great things. So it can't, you know, what you're saying is opposite from her. I'm going to choose to go with what she said.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's so touching. Oh,
no, seriously, like you planted, has planted seed, and it's been one person after another. And that's why I know, as much as I'm grateful for everything that's happening, this is so much bigger than me.
Yeah.
And I love when, you know, you say, oh, your story is so inspiring, and, you know, that I'm a testimony, and that, you know, whoever's listening, or that, you know, it'll help them, because that's why I feel like this is happening for me, is that he knows that I'm going to tell my story and I'm not going to be ashamed and I'm not going to hold back, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be excited. And I know that there's so many others that are going through exactly the same thing. And, like, one of the things, and I believe you spoke to her earlier, you're going to talk to her, Wendy McKenzie, you know, Wendy.
Yes, yes, casting director, acting coach,
casting
Wendy McKenzie
director.
Will be on tonight.
Yes. And I'm sure that you two will talk more in depth, but, you know, I told you we're having a Freebie Friday workshop next Friday,
mm-hmm.
This Friday. And, you know, it's to invite, you know, aspiring actors to come down and, you know, do some scenes and, of course, get some wonderful feedback from casting director Wendy. But then also I'm going to be there just to, you know, give some insight on my journey and, you know, take some questions and, you know, just give feedback, because, you know, it's just, I can't wait to tell my story. I love telling my story.
Wow.
I love people coming up to me and giving me a hug and, you know, telling me something that they're going through or something that they just went through. And I could tell them, like, listen, I know you see me on TV now. I know you see the commercials now. I know you see the articles now. But you have got to believe me when I say, this time last year, my life was a complete 180. The same place that somebody out there is going through, trust me when I tell you, I was there. And I need people, like, people have to touch and feel somebody who has been through that to be able to say, if it can happen, if it can change for me, it can change for you. I can't tell you, like we say, we can't tell you when. I can't
uh-huh.
say when it's going to happen. I can't say how it's going to happen. But
yeah.
I can say that, you know, it can happen. It's truly true. But it, like you said, you have to make a choice. You cannot give up. You cannot give up in your
mm-mm.
inner spirit. You
mm-mm.
cannot give up in your dream. Even if what you're doing currently doesn't, it's not allowing you to do that at the moment, it doesn't matter. Don't feel bad. Don't get into your head. God knows you're doing the best that you can. Just don't let the dream die inside of you. I think that's the part that is so strong. You can't let it die inside of you, because if that happens, then now you've given up.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, the next creative manifestation is a book. Don't let the dreams die inside of you. Like, you're saying things that I I'm taking notes. You know, like for real, it's you said it's bigger than you, and you're absolutely right, because you are. I said this to this summer. I did a show in Africa with Rahman Dunbar, and he's an ambassador for the Republic of. He's gonna kill me. okay, it's gonna come, but he's an ambassador.
Okay, and I didn't know that. That's a wow. Because I think he's a phenomenal actor. But I didn't know he was a
Gambino.
Wow.
That's what he's
And
so, I was saying to him about how, you know, as actors, like the thing that is so great is that when you are a great actor, you get a voice, and people listen. And when you get a voice, you should say something. And you have so much to say, Kiki, that it goes beyond an actor. It says something to that mother, that single mom. It says something, you know, to someone who isn't, you know, wants to go to college, doesn't have the money. I mean, whatever, you touch the gamut. So I'm just putting it out there. But it sounds like there's some ratting in the works, because you are saying some stuff that is like, it's poetry. I'm like, you guys.
Well, I humbly thank you. I am definitely I am definitely available for you know, to be invited to do public speaking, as well as, you know, doing mentorships and definitely, you know, I want to do appearances, because I, like I said, if my schedule allows, I enjoy telling my story. I enjoy seeing somebody's eyes. You almost, you look at somebody, you could tell the light, I say the light is out, but then when you say something to them, it's almost like you see a flick, like a switch went on inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's something that I could share to do that for somebody, there's, oh my gosh.
Wow.
There's no, it's you get chills when that happens.
Because
I know, like I said, there's people who throughout my life have done that for me. And you have definitely been one of those people who has, you know, done that for me. And there's been different people along the way, you know, who have done that. And I know how important that is.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to take you up on all your offers, all right?
Okay.
I'm
going to
say this right there, okay?
Okay,
and when time permits. One of the things that I do want to extend another invitation for Conversations of a Spirited Actor, because I feel like we got a part two in there with you.
Okay.
And my producer sent me a text that said, wow, she made my day. Love the show. I want to concur. You gave me a gift of how I inspired you, but this evening, truly, it's absolutely magical, because I can believe how God works. And so it's not a surprise that you have inspired me, and I feel a rejuvenation. I feel those chills. I feel like, wow, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, and I don't look at obstacles and challenges of things that are bad. I look at them as there's something great that's right before us. And just, like you said, you got to stay in faith. You got to stay in knowing. You got to, my friend said today, you got to stay prayed up. So I'm going to stay prayed up, and I'm going to extend a big old hug and sprinkle dust all over you right now.
I feel it all over my forehead. All in my eyelashes.
Carry it with you, and I'm gonna reach out to you so that I can schedule another conversation, because there's so much in you, and I want everybody to just be able to get that. I do want them, if you could just let them know when they can catch you on For Better or For Worse, so that we can support that. And I've seen the show. I love you.
Yes. Well, thank you, first of all. Thank you. Sending you hugs and kisses and just squeezing you. So, I mean, that to hear you say those things, Tracy, thank you. Really from the bottom of my heart. For those of you who are listening, you can catch me on Tyler Perry's new series, For Better or Worse. I play Keisha, and we are on TBS Friday night at 10 p.m. and 10:30, because we're doing double episodes right now. So 10 p.m. and 10:30, back-to-back. If you're home, wonderful. If you're not home, won't beat you up, but please set your DVRs or your TiVos and watch it.
Yep.
Yes, your TiVos, your DVRs, and if you can, please watch it within 3 days, because I was told, I don't know how much truth it is to it, but I was told that those will count towards the ratings as long as it's watched within 3 days. So,
wow. Okay, excellent.
But, yeah, so TBS, 10 p.m. and 10:30, for better or worse. And for those of you who have already been watching, thank you. I'm jogging in my friend's living room right now because the ratings have been amazing. And
Yay.
Your comments, I've been reading them. I've been getting the Twitters, and I try to get back to as many people as I can. I mean, I know you can't see my face, but when I tell you, I am so grateful to everybody out there from the bottom of my heart. Just thank you. Thank you.
I'm so misty. I really am. I'm so touched. Kiki Hayes. Kiki, thank you so much. And big old hug. Much love to you. And I'm sending you a lifetime supply of sprinkle dust. And I'm also wishing you an abundance in every aspect of your life, because you are truly, truly deserving of that.
Thank you, Tracy. And you have fun with Wendy tonight. I'm sure you girls will catch up and she'll tell you more details. Friday,
and we're
going to
get,
you know.
It's going to be packed. It's going to be overflowing. So, yeah,
yes.
We'll pop it up.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kiki. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Kiki Hayes from Tyler Perry's new hit show on TBS, For Better or Worse. So you can catch her Thursday evening at 10 p.m., and she also said at 10:30 on TBS, because they're having back-to-back episodes. And, yes, let's support her. Let's continue helping them get really great ratings. I am so excited. Now, in moving into our next segment, I'm going to bring on Ms. Emily Elishevitz, and the topic this evening is The Real Secret. The next voice you will hear will be Ms. Emily Elishevitz.
This is Emily Elishevitz, your reconnective healing practitioner. Join me here on Conversations of a Spirited Actor every first and third Monday of the month from 7:50 to 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for my segment, Reconnect to Your Infinite Self. For those 20 minutes, we will explore alternative ways to enhance, enliven, and evolve the creative soul, connecting us to our inner wisdom. Until then, don't forget to love, live, and breathe.
Hello, Emily, are you on? We're waiting for Emily to come on, so just bear with us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I was talking up a storm.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Rewind and talk up a storm again. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Emily Elishevitz.
Hi, everybody. How many days do we have before Christmas? I'm not even finished with my Christmas shopping, and I was thinking about what it is we are going to talk about today, and I thought to myself, you know, we're coming into a brand new year, and for the last few years, we've been talking about The Secret. And The Secret, it works. There are a lot of elements to it that are very true, that actually do work. But I think, as we do with just about anything and everything, we get a hold of a concept and then we begin to water it down. Or we make it something that is just too wild and mystical and maybe magical in the wrong way that we don't know why it works or how it works. So I thought maybe the thing is to talk about what is The Secret exactly and how exactly does it work. So as a healer, I always like to dig deep when it comes to anything about the human potential. And in my digging and in my reading, I found this amazing book by the director David Lynch, and it's called, I believe it's called Transcending and Consciousness. I'm going to call it up right now in my Nook so I can give you the correct title of it. But it is, let's see, here it is, Meditation, Consciousness, and Transcending. And the book is, and it's called Catching the Big Fish and Creativity, yeah. So it's called Catching the Big Fish. It's like the subtitle on it. And he talks about his life as a meditator, as a transcendental meditator, and as a director. And I thought that that was so great. That would be such a great thing to talk about for creative people. And he talked about how he digs for the big idea. And he said, when you're looking for ideas, what you have to do is you have to go into this great, big, huge ocean of consciousness, and you have to delve very, very deep into this ocean. In this ocean, this is where everyone is connected. And in this ocean, the deeper you go, that is where you find the answers. The little fish, they swim at the top of the water. They swim along the water surface. But the big fish, the fish at the most abstract fish, the most creative fish, they swim deeper down in the ocean. And I thought that that was really very brilliant. And if you are thinking about creative ways to enhance your practices, whether it be in art or music or film, you do have to dig deep down into that ocean of consciousness. So what is that ocean of consciousness? That ocean is the unified field. And that is where spirituality and the new quantum science meets. And in this unified field, they find that scientists, they were looking for where everything was connected, and they started to delve deeper and deeper and deeper until they found where all of the thought and where anything and everything that has ever been created, anything and everything that has ever been thought of, is connected in that field. Now, this is basically why The Secret actually works. In this field, you have photons that are light and information. They are wave frequencies. And thought is the very same thing as something that is material. So by digging deep and digging deep into our thought process, we get these, we manifest. We are able to manifest the things that we want and the things that we need in life. But there are a couple of things that you need to understand. The first thing is that this digging deep is not just simply about you as an individual. This digging deep is about you as part of a huge community. And when you are digging, if you are only looking for something to satisfy yourself, you really will not attain the things that you need, or they will be fleeting, because we are connected to each other. So this new consciousness that we're moving into, this is about love. And I think I've said that before, but I'm such a big person, I'm such a big lover, I would like to say. I love to talk about love and the importance of love, because that is what brings things to us and it brings people to us. In the industrial age, it was about survival. In the technology age, the age of technology, it became about learning new ways to communicate. And right now, we are in the age of intuition. And intuition is the marriage of intellect and emotion. And we are connected to other people. They push our buttons. They wake us up. They make us think. They make us love. They make us angry. They make us sad. We long for them. That is where we are all, that is why, and that is how we are all connected. I'm hoping that this is making sense to you. So we are not just one entity. We are many entities. So if I hurt you, I'm hurting myself. There is just no separation in that. I hurt you, I hurt myself. You hurt someone, you are actually hurting yourself. If you don't share information, you are only hurting yourself. You have the thought is that if you don't go to someone with an open hand, you do not an open hand in order to give. You don't have a hand that they can place something in return. So we are all very connected. Now, why it doesn't work sometimes, the secret, is because we forget about that. And we go into our fear mode. And fear is suffocating, as you know. It is paralyzing. And fear feeds upon itself. We think fear separates us from people. It separates us and it makes us think that we are alone. And if you look at the unified field and you think about the unified field, you know that you are not alone because we are all interconnected. But if the ego can be said to edge God out, fear pulls you even further away from God. And, you know, the what do they call fear? They say that fear is, false evidence appearing real, correct? That is what they call it. And so you look at something and you don't interpret it in the correct way because you are afraid that you will lose something. You are holding on to yourself as the most important thing and the most important person, where basically you are just one of a million, of trillions. And so that's why fear is very, very halting. So what you have to remember is that fear is really, if you have to break it down and you have to look under it. So under fear is anger, under anger is sadness, and under sadness is longing. And if you take those aspects, if you consider all of those emotions, you are able to break those things down and to understand that your longing really is about not wanting to be alone and not wanting to be separated from God. If you are not getting the part that you want, then it is because there is some separation. Someone doesn't understand who you are as a talent. If your artwork was declined, or you were told that your art wasn't really good, it is because you make up these excuses, and all of these excuses really point to you being separated from the source. And God is the source, and God is in the unified field. So we think about how can we fix this? How do we keep ourselves from actually falling out of the unified field? How do we get deeper and deeper into this unified field? Well, the best thing to do is to recognize the things that are happening to us and the things that are happening around us. And our bodies and our emotions are the best means for indicating what is happening. So if you are having problems in the lower part of your body, right? If you're having problems with your legs and your feet and your arms, we understand that that is about your family. If you're having problems in your mid-abdomen part, that is about your creativity. If you're having problems in your stomach, that is talking to your power and your will. Most of those areas, they vibrate very slow and very sluggishly. And what we need is we need to vibrate faster, because that will help us get the thing that we need when we are asking or planning or counting on the secret. It is about our emotion. It is about how we vibrate. So if the problems are in those areas, chances are you're vibrating very slowly. So what will come to you will be, things can still come to you, but they will come to you very slowly. So what you have to do is just decipher what are the problems in those areas. What is it my family? Is it my job? Is it my, am I not expressing my creativity? Figure out why you're not vibrating quickly. When we go to the heart, we start to vibrate faster. To the throat chakra, faster. That's our expression, our verbal expression. To the third eye, even faster vibration. And this is where intuition really starts to kick in, and we start to pull things towards us in our third eye. And then, of course, the crown chakra, which is connected to the universe. If you have problems in those areas, then what you have to do is try to pull them down, pull that vibration down, because there is a possibility of vibrating too fast. Everything has to be an even flow. So emotion, what I'm trying to say in all of this, is that emotion has a tremendous effect on your achieving whatever it is that you're hoping to manifest when you are trying to put the secret in play. Your body speaks to you. It is your body is supposed to be. It's your blueprint, and your blueprint is supposed to be perfect. We were not born to suffer. We were not born to be punished. We were not born to have illness. These are things that have come to us because we have a belief system, and that means that even if you were born with these ailments, it was the family has this belief system that these are the things that they have to go through in order to achieve their nirvana or their enlightenment. And in reality, this is not true. You can break yourself away from this thought process, and you can actually then start to manifest all of the things that you want. Thought and emotion are so important when it comes to getting the things that you need and manifesting. But thought and emotion, you have to honor who you are in your thought. You have to honor your greatness, and you have to honor the greatness of everybody around you. And understand your connectedness to each other. It's just when people say, you know, I wish for things, and even I talk about vision boards and things like that, and, you know, and making my list, I can't express enough how it is so vitally important to put that emotion is part of it, emotion and action, and understanding where you are in life and trying to eliminate fear. Those things, fear keeps you away from the very things that you want. So you must understand that if you are fearing fearful, there are other levels to the fear. Think about why it is you're afraid. Think about who initiated that your fear of that thing. Where did it come from in your family history? Or maybe it started someplace in school when you were little. You have to break down those fears, because even as an adult, you might forget where those fears originated from, and those very things that are in your history are so far back in back of your mind, but they are affecting your ability to manifest the things that you need and the things that you want. You have to really think, break down your emotions. I think that we have a tendency not to want to honor our emotions. I think we have a tendency to not want to cry and not want to be afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm tough. I don't cry. I'm not angry. I don't need anybody. And actually, by silencing those things, you silence your intuition. And you silence, therefore, your ability to manifest the things that you need in life and the things that you want in life and the things that you desire in life. And, yes, you are allowed, and the unified field wants you to have every single thing that you want, even if it seems to be such a tremendously materialistic thing. You can start with the material, and then you will start to learn about wanting the peace on earth. But we break down, we hold down those emotions. We don't want people to know that we have these human feelings. And we then, of course, we just stop that wave from flowing, and we stop that abundance from coming to us. But if we open up ourselves to the emotions, if we allow ourselves to truly feel them and to understand what each emotion means, then we are able to open ourselves to higher consciousness and higher enlightenment, and we then become fully enlightened. It's a tall order. There are so many bits and pieces. I gave you a lot of information that I really wish I had 5 days to break down for you. So I'm going to break it down very, very quickly here. Your body registers all of your emotions, every single thing that you are feeling. Don't ignore the signals and symptoms coming from your body. Your body will speak to you about sadness, about anger, about longing, about fear. The organs, each organ, your main organs, they each will tell you about fear. Your stomach will tell you when you're fearful. You'll get butterflies in your stomach. You will be, that's actually when you're worried. Your liver, if you have any liver problems, that has to do with fear. If you have kidney problems is fear. Liver problems are anger. If you are having any problems with your respiratory system, that is sadness. If you're having problems with maybe heart, okay, or small intestines, that is pretense, where you're not living your truth. Your body speaks to you. This information is all over the place. You can find these things out. But just know that your body speaks to you. So honor those emotions. Then do a search as to why you are fearful in the particular moment. Break that down, figure that out, let it go, and then go on to dig even deeper. The deeper you can get, the closer you get to that unified field where everyone is and where all thought and all desire live, and you can manifest every single thing that your heart wants. But you will not manifest anything if you don't start to get clear, and that is important. So recognize right now we are transcending. You are going to transcend. This is the only way. We are in the age of intuition. This is the age of intuition, and this is where emotion and intellect meet. We will dig deeper. The frequencies of the other people around you will raise your frequencies. They will raise the way that you vibrate. You will start to find that you will get more and more things that you wanted. It depends on how you recognize your connection to the rest of the world. It depends on how much you want to give to the rest of the world. If you start thinking about other things and other people who are in need, you will manifest a little bit quicker. If you start to feel happy and you start to talk a little faster. Listening to Kiki Haynes, her voice was just so vibrant. She was energetic. You wanted to be around her because she was going to, you know, she's going someplace. So those are the things that you want to remember. You have all of the answers in your beautiful body. Your body speaks to you. Figure out how you want to learn about your emotions and learn about your body. Learn about your interconnectedness, and you will then manifest everything that you want. And that is just a little tiny bit of the secret, the real secret. Tracy, am I done?
Oh, my God. Emily, I could listen to you for the rest of my life. All I could do was I saw a vision of when you said that you love,
yeah,
that you're a lover. All I could see was a big natural, you and I, Haight Ashbury, psychedelic, bell bottoms. Like, now I understand.
Yeah.
Like, there's some other world in space, because I love too. I used to always say, I love love. My mother thought it was dramatic. the real secret, right on time.
Yeah.
Right on time.
There was a lot of information, and,
yes,
you know, like I could break it down, and I think I just wanted to do an overview. You know,
mm-hmm,
I wanted to give an idea because I feel like the listeners can go out and they can find different things. Whatever I said, if it triggered something in them, then that,
mm-hmm,
is the very thing that they need to go and do a little research on, or give me a call and I will have a discussion with them about that particular thing. If it was something about the chakras, if it was something, and why do I always say chakras? I always mispronounce it and I don't know why. I just don't know. Anything about the chakra system, you can call me. You can ask me, email me. Anything about the unified field, you can call and ask. You know, what I gave them was a little bit of Jinshin Jitsu, Chinese medicine knowledge about the lungs and the, you know, the liver and all of the body organs. Something is going to hit somebody because I believe our language now is coded, and
mm-hmm,
the codes that we speak in awaken the energy in other people. And then that leads them towards enlightenment in the way, in their own terms.
Mm-hmm.
So I could say, you know, twinkle, twinkle, little star, and something in that will ignite something in someone else. And maybe they start to think about the moon and the stars and, you know, and the seventh,
wow,
house. And, you know, that is what's happening with the age of intuition.
Intuition?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I feel like there is, like you said, it's so much more, and maybe in breaking it up in pieces every show, I mean, I don't know how you want to, you know, create that.
Yeah.
I just think that, it, you know, Elwood and I always concur that we get two different things from you and from the life coach, Jackie Morris,
mm-hmm.
but we always walk away like, oh, my God. We talk the next morning invigorated. It's like,
right.
Okay, now the real secret. Now we can, you know, it's such an amazing segment, and I am so encouraged by my listeners because they email and they have their own, and you know, we should ask them to post it on the Spirited Actor fan page so you can get a chance to read some of the things that the listeners say about you. But you are a blessing, and
oh.
I love you to death, Miss Elishevitz.
Well,
I'm
thank
so happy
you.
To have you.
And I
I'm so
wanted,
happy.
I'm happy to be here, and I just wanted to get the correct name of the book because I wanted
okay.
to call you and tell you about this because I just thought it was amazing. Like, you know, I start to talk about transcendental meditation, and then
uh-huh.
the next thing you know, I'm reading this book by David Lynch, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's so
wow.
amazing. You know, the director of Twin Peaks and,
yes.
you know, he's like, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to tell Tracy about this. And, you know, we can never get each other on the telephone.
Yeah, well,
but,
you know. And,
yeah.
and people are sprinkled us because we get on the phone when we're supposed to get on the phone.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. But it's, I mean, it's such a great book. And I'll email it to you because I can't figure
okay,
it out
thank
right
you
now.
So much. Thank you so much. Cause I'm
I love
reading,
you. I love you.
I love you, too. And I'm reading a book that I wanted to share with you, 25 World Changers.
Ooh.
This book is right up your alley, 25 World Changers, entrepreneurs who have changed the world. I just finished reading John Mackey from who created Whole Foods.
Oh,
it goes
nice.
To Oprah, to Home Depot, Netflix, LinkedIn. And the thing that I love about so far in reading, the common denominator is it comes from, and this is going into the age of intuition, it's all about humanitarian. It's all about community and helping.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, oh, it's so up your alley that, like, the prefix, you,
yeah.
the prefix, you'd be like, oh, my God, okay, I'm
yeah.
in.
So yeah.
I got to get this book to you. Shout out to my friend Steve Cohen, executive producer of the CBS Early Morning Show. He actually gave it to me, and, man, I have not put this book down. It's beautiful to hear that there are other people in the world concerned about the world.
Yeah. And,
the
and
world.
There will be more and more people because that is how we're moving. It's no longer that whole survival about me. And that's where people get the secret wrong. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about
yeah.
everybody. If you are wealthy, everyone is wealthy. You know, if I could save animals, children, you name it, I got 1,001, you know, organizations that I wished I could work for, start, you know, help.
Right.
And more people are going to be like that. We're evolving. We are so evolving. And
I
love it.
The evolution. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so
that's
in.
Right. We love
so
the
in.
Evolution.
All right, my soul sister, Miss Emily Elishevitz. We have tonight is an extended show because we
sorry.
Have no, please. This is going to be replayed again because, you know, we step away, we come back January 9th for a whole new year, a whole new show and everything. And so we're going to replay this. So we Elwood was gracious and giving me a little more time, and we have Daisy Kimball coming up. So she is our sponsor, and you'll be able to hear Daisy. She's a real person. I'm excited to have her on.
Oh,
but
nice.
It was meant for us to have this conversation, and that's what it is, Conversations of a Spirited Actor. So thank you, my soul sister. Very grateful.
My sister.
All
right. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye,
love
everybody.
You.
Love you, too, and happy Christmas and happy Hanukkah and Merry New Year, everybody.
Amen. Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That was our Emily Elishevitz. Oh, man. The real secret. And I really want to believe that you took notes, that you recorded, whatever you needed to do to document those jewels. Tonight has been, I think I'm going to take that word Emily said, invigorating. Tonight's show has been invigorating and continues to be invigorating. I have a special guest this evening.
Actually, we have two special guests this evening. At 8:30 this evening, we are going to have casting director, acting coach, motivational speaker, Wendy McKenzie will be on the show at 8:30. She has a free class that she's teaching this weekend, and I asked Wendy to come on and give you guys information about that so you can join her and this class. And also Kiki Haynes will be at that class, and you're going to be even more inspired. It's going to be amazing. So we have Wendy McKenzie, so hold on to Wendy. She's going to be coming on soon. But before we bring Wendy on, we're going to bring on Daisy Kimbrough of Aromaology. Yes, she is a real person. She is our sponsor. She is our number one sponsor. She is our first sponsor. She is our only sponsor at this moment. However, she believed from the beginning, and I'm so proud and so honored to have her on. Daisy Kimbrough. Come on, Daisy. And listeners, there's a little, I have to keep talking until they can hear me because there's a little delay for some reason in the communication, but we blow sprinkle dust and everything works out. Daisy is coming on any minute.
I'm here, Tracy. Hello.
Hey, see? Oh, my God. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Tracy.
Oh, I miss you, Daisy.
I have missed you, too, Tracy. It's been a while.
Well, the last time was, you know, we had lunch in
New York.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we had so
wonderful.
Much fun. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It was like just, and it was my first time meeting you, but we just had so, I mean, we just connected from day one. That's the truth.
Yes, we did. That's true. And it was great.
Oh, and you know what, Daisy, it's funny listening to you now because I feel like the commercial. I've heard the commercial. I'm like, is this really Daisy or is this the commercial?
It's me. It's Daisy.
Well, I want to thank you on air, Daisy, for being our sponsor and just coming on board and supporting us and trusting your instincts with the show. I'm so grateful.
I am grateful for you having me, Tracy. I was honored. I am honored to be a sponsor.
Well,
I thank you.
Oh, please. I know you listen to the show, but every day, I can't go into a room that's not Daisy Kimbrough. It's Daisy Kimbrough's house. It's like, I love it when my clients come, and because I do private sessions at my home, and I love when they come in, and it's that first inhale, and they're like, oh, it smells good in here. What's that? And then I come in and the candle's burning, and I always burn the lemon verbena candle.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, that candle really settles their soul, even though they don't know it. But I can sometimes see how angst they are at the door. And then when they get in, it's like a warm, hot chocolate. It's like, oh. I'm going to have to get some quotes from you from my clients because they definitely comment when they walk into my home. And I always say, oh, that's aromology. That's sponsor. So I wanted to ask you, Daisy, I did want our listeners to be introduced to you, but I wanted to ask you just a couple of questions because this show has been all about inspiration tonight. And I wanted to know what inspired you to create aromaology.
Well, Tracy, I started out creating these products because I wanted something that I knew what was in the product, something that's safe and that's good for your environment. So I started just making candles, and I was doing it as a hobby in the beginning, and people started coming to my house and thought it smelled wonderful and wanted me to sell them some. And so I started selling, and I one of my friends, a close friend of mine, her name is Geraldine Hughes, she was trying to encourage me to do the Black Business Expo. They were having it here in L.A., and I wasn't sure about it, but she pushed and pushed and encouraged me to do it, and I did. And from there, I had a producer, a TV producer, or movie producer. His name is Alton Glass, and he asked if I could, if he could use my products. He was filming his movie, and he asked if he could use my products in the movie. And I did do it, and from there, it just blossomed. I just started selling in my office. From that, when my dentist, where I work for, I run a dental office in Beverly Hills, and my dentist actually found out that I did this. She didn't know. When she found out, she let me start selling in the office.
Wow.
So word got around, and it has just blossomed from there.
Wow, that is such a blessing. And the thing about it is that, you know, you have such a wonderful spirit. It's like, it's a perfect combination, you know, with your product. Like, I could see, like,
thank
oh, my
you.
God, I love her phone, so I love her, too. You know,
so, I love you, too, Tracy.
Yeah, man, we got a whole love fest here. I'm just saying. Like, I can't wait to see you again. Like, every time I talk to Elwood, and that's another question I wanted to ask you. What do you have coming up? What do you see for Aromaology so that our listeners can, I know that they're going to the site and I'm encouraging them. This is the perfect time of the year to share your product.
Well, Tracy, well, first of all, number one, I changed my site, and actually my site that they can go to is on Etsy.com. You go to Etsy.com and you look up Aromaology. So I have my website on that page.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, you have to check it out. It's really, really nice. But my up-and-coming events, I have a lot of different things on the horizon. This time is Christmas is my busiest time of the year because I do gift baskets.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been really, really, really busy making gift baskets and, you know, and filling my orders. But I have, I can't really divulge all of what's going on right now because
fine.
It's not all, it's in the works, but some big things are happening. And I also hope we're going to be doing something together.
Oh, that's confirmed.
Soon.
That's confirmed. I already know that. That's confirmed. I
yes.
mean, you know, I don't know when and I don't know what. I just know. And, you know, I mean, that was like confirmed when we first, and I have something for you. Elwood is going to pass on to you because I have something that I do want us to work together on and I think would be a perfect relationship between the two of us, and it's love. So Elwood is going to, Elwood is going to share that with you, and then soon we'll be able to share it with you listeners. And, you know, as always, like, I'm going to extend another invitation to you because I do I do have Wendy McKenzie who's coming on next, and I would love for you to come on and also, you know, talk about how you create your products, how you create these scents, because I'm a scent person, and I've never smelled your scents before. That's what I love about it, and that's what makes me feel like, you know, it's so unique from all the other scents that, and especially traveling on the road, if I had known you when I was an acting coach was, oh, my God, I used to burn candles. The housekeeping would never leave my room because they were like, oh, my God.
Oh,
wow.
You know,
but, you know, I would just try to find unique smells because they're so, and you know this, and that's another thing I want you to tell our listeners, how important scents are and the scents that they need to calm down or to be invigorated and all those things.
Yes.
So we are going to have another conversation, and I think to kick it off, January 9th is our first show of the year. I think to kick it off, that would be perfect. So if you are available.
I would love to share some information about the scents and aromas and what they're good for and how they help your environment and help you as a person as well. There's so many different things that aromas have benefits for. as far as health as well?
Well, I think it's priceless, and it's going to, just in terms of actors and how it can help their lives, I think it's so beneficial, and I'm just so grateful that you have accepted and you will be back on. So
I will definitely be on.
Applause. And I'm giving you a big hug and sprinkle dust at you, and have an amazing holiday and peaceful, and just enjoy your family and all the love that's around you.
I have to tell you, I have some stuff I'm sending to you and Elwood on tomorrow. So you should have by Friday.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so
welcome.
I'm going to call you as soon as I get it. I'm going to call you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Daisy. Have a good evening.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And to you. And God bless you all.
God bless you too, Daisy. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are moving right along on the show. It's moving so quickly, I feel like I don't have enough time. I'm very excited to bring on acting coach, casting director, motivational speaker, Miss Wendy McKenzie. Wendy! Okay, remember, listeners, I told you about that delay, so she's going to come on any minute. I'm going to blow sprinkle dust right now. And Wendy will be on the air. Wendy has a free class. Did you hear me? Free class this weekend that she's offering, and she's going to tell us about it. Wendy? Okay, I feel her energy. I feel her coming on. There's a lot of invigorating energy on the show this evening. Once again, thank you, Daisy, for coming on. And listeners, she is a real person. She sounds, for real, I was going in and out of, okay, did I just hit the play commercial or is this really Daisy? So grateful. And I've gone to Daisy's site, so you guys check it out. And go to the page, and it will link you up on the page. I'll reiterate that at the end of the show. Wendy, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, hi, Wendy.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. Thank you for shifting for us. I so apologize for you not getting that, but I'm so glad that you were able to come on Conversations of a Spirited Actor.
Oh, that's no problem. You know I got you, Tracy.
I got you, too. And listen, I want you to tell our listeners about this free class that you are having. And I said, especially during this time of the year, that's a wonderful gift for you to extend to actors. So tell us about your class and why you decided to give a free class during this time.
Well, this particular class is for actors who can't afford. Sometimes I get so many emails from actors who say they just don't have the money to pay for a class. So
mm-hmm.
I say to them, for Christmas, my gift to you will be a free class. And it's very important. Like, to me, I always think it's important to give back, because when you get, you give.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gotten so many nuggets in my 20 years of casting that I want to share with actors. And it's so important. Like, if you could be a fly on the wall in a casting session, this is a powerful information for actors to learn and to know firsthand from casting directors. And you and I know the secrets and the tips and the information that we have to tell. So I put together a free class, and thank God I have Kiki Haynes from For Better or Worse, who will be in town. She's from Jersey girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
and she gave me a shout out.
Yeah, she lives not too far from me. So she called and said, hey, I'm going to be home for the holidays. And I said, great. Would you like to be my guest speaker at my class? Because I think it's really important for actors to see someone who is actually working. And when Kiki, when the show aired for the first time, we all gathered together and watched it as a group. And before the show started, she talked about the ups and downs and this stuff she talked about with you and how
mm-hmm.
she never gave up. And I said, Kiki, you have a gift with speaking, and I want you to come to my class and inspire my actress as well. And
wow.
it's universal. It's a universal message of never giving up on your dreams. Follow your dreams. Really believe in no dream is too big. So my gift to anyone who wants to come, working or non-working, I want to give a gift back to you. It's just information, and knowledge is power. So
right.
that's why I do it.
I think that really says a lot about who you are and why you do what you do, especially in the business. And I know you can agree with me where it is, it can be absorbed by money or material things or titles. And, you know, there are still people with hearts like you, you know, that's
uh-huh.
like, you know what, it's not about the money, because like in working with Kiki is now on a successful show with Tyler Perry, for better or for worse, and she's one of your students, and look at how she's coming back and giving to you.
Exactly.
You know, it's a circular thing, and you got to be in a place of, you know, I think it's just purpose when you're able to give back freely like that, because it's not about that immediate gratification or monetary in that moment, because that free class is going to produce some students who are going to remember you, and they're going to come back to your class, or they're going to do a project that you're doing, or you know what I mean? And,
right.
And Emily was talking about that with us moving into the age of intuition and really having to be more communal and think more outside of ourselves, because this world is so self-centered. Where is the class? And is it geared toward, you know, how to audition, or is it a monologue class? Is it a specific course that you're teaching in this class?
No, it's not a specific class. What I normally do is feed off the actors. The number one question that I've been getting lately from the emails that people are sending me is, how do I get started the right way? I'm ready for a big break. They're always saying that, like, I am ready, so what's my next step? So this particular class is to, okay, let's see if you're ready. We're going to do a camera evaluation. Most times when people look back at their tapes, they realize, oh, wow, I'm not ready. So now that you know that you're not ready, my job now is to inform you on how to get ready and to stay ready, because that's one of the things Kiki did, is not only she get ready, she stayed ready, because I used to go back and forth to L.A. I would watch her in class. I saw her improve, and she was just keeping it moving and staying positive. So I always tell them, get ready and stay ready, because you never know what might come your way. Physically, mentally, you have to be ready for it. So that's pretty much what this class is about. I want to inspire them, because this is a slow time of year, so I want to inspire them to not give up, not relax. This is the time of year that you start doing some research, do your homework. And so those are the things that I'm giving back to them, like telling them what website to go look at, and even just tuning into your show, because just all the information Kiki gave, someone Facebooked me because I put the link on my page, and they said, wow, she's really inspiring. She's making me want to just hold on a little bit longer. So, you know, just that alone is very powerful. And even when she talked about, you know, living your dream. Important. So those are the things that I want to encourage them. So my class is pretty much life lessons, and you and I know we've seen a lot of actors come, a lot of actors go, and I always tell them it's not about your talent most of the time. It's about the drive. And some people have that drive, and they're driven, and they go above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that they understand what it takes to become a successful actor. It's not just about going in and auditioning and reading your lines. It's more to that. And Kiki, we talk all the time, and she's telling me, wow, I can't believe I have to go out now and meet all these people, and I have to, you know, do all these scripts every day, and opportunities are just coming to me. And luckily for her, it came to a time, at a time when she's ready for it. So I want to encourage them. Sometimes you might not get what you want when you need it, but in time, when the time is right, it will come to you.
Right. That and wow, you said some powerful stuff there. One of the things that I wanted to address was you said, this is my favorite when people say that they're ready. How do you, you know, for our listeners now who feel that they need to make it, that sort of is one of those pet peeves of mine, because it's like, you know, I don't know how you define making it. Like, you know, you do the work is going to come, so it's all about longevity and maintaining.
Right.
What do you say to that listener who says, you know, I got to make it? Like,
that's when you know their head is in another space.
Mm-hmm.
Most people come to me and say, make me a star. I want to be a star, because if you notice the projects that I've worked on, like New Jersey Drive with you and Notorious with Twinkie, it's the people that we have in that movie had never really done anything before. So people feel like, oh, wow, you could make me a star. Well, I let them know, honey, stars are in the sky. If you want to be a working actor, we can teach you how. You know, but they need to be aware that if a working actor, I would be happy if I'm doing a play in a church. I'm an actor. If I'm an actor and I'm doing a play in a church, that makes me an actor and I'm happy. But most people, they look down on some things, but what they don't realize, when you work, you grow.
Yeah.
And you meet people. And those people elevate to another level.
Right. And I love stars are in the sky. That's hilarious, because that is, you know, and you're right. It's you immediately know, you know the person that's doing it to prove something to somebody. You know the person that's doing it because they truly want to be famous, and maybe there's the girls or the guys, or you know all. And but you, the people that, for me and for you as well, that stand out are those ones that are driven like Kiki and have that passion and know that it's not about the destination. In the journey is where you're going to pick up all the jewels. And that's where, like you said, you know, each project you get better and better. If you think that Leonardo started out as he is today, you're sadly mistaken. There is an evolution to him, but there's an evolution to every actor. But look at the plethora of work that he carries, and Denzel carries, and, you know, whoever, and now Kiki, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing. So tell us, Wendy, where is the class, what time, because I want to also post this on the Spirited Actor fan page so that they can have that information.
Okay, so it's my blog. It's www.
You broke up just a little bit. You broke up just a little bit. I apologize.
Right.
Yeah, let's say that again. Yeah.
Okay.
Winkyoc.blogspot.com.
Can you hear me?
Now you're perfect. Okay.
Okay, so it's winkyoc.blogspot.com. All the information is on there. It's at 7 p.m. in West Orange, New Jersey at Luna Stages. And I start my class on time, so I expect people to show up at least 15 minutes early so we can start at 7. But if they go to winkllc.blogspot.com, all the information is there.
Okay, one more time, LLC dot.
Yeah, wink, W-I-N-K, LLC.
LLC.
Dot blogspot.com.
Dot blogspot.com. Okay, that's excellent. And that's 7 p.m. in West Orange and Luna Stages. Now, that's George Faison's stage?
Freddie. What's his name?
I've heard of that stage before. For some reason, there was another production I was supposed to go to Luna Stage to see. Okay, so we're going to shout this out at the end of the show again. And for those of you who are listening, Wendy McKenzie's free class. And, excuse me, her guest is Kiki Haynes. This is going to be a dynamic, dynamic class. I already feel it. I feel it in my bones right now. It's winkllc.blogspot.com. That's winkllc.blogspot.com. thoughts.com, and that's this Saturday at 7 p.m., and you need to get there early, and because that's just something that actors should do anyway. You know, you should never arrive late. You should always be on time and prior to that, because you never know. Wendy might have some sort of surprise for you guys.
And that's the one thing I hammer in all my actors' head, is to be early is to be on time, and to be on time is to be late.
Wow. There we go.
They had better run to me.
Another writer. I told Kiki tonight, I hear a writer of her. You better write that quote down and trademark it. I love that.
I'm going to start writing a book, actually, so I'm putting that together now. And the class is so hard to reach everyone, and I do engagements throughout the United States as well as Canada, but I definitely have to put a book together because I can't travel everywhere, you know?
Yeah, and it's a great way for people, like you said. I mean, a book gives you the ability to be everywhere and to touch everybody with this information, because not everybody is in New York or Los Angeles or now Atlanta, because that's the top spot. So it's great to be able to. I am so grateful, and I'm so happy that you came on, and I am going to extend another invitation to you, because you are just a breath of fresh air. And you talk about invigorating, motivational. It's crazy. It's crazy. So you got to come back on, Wendy. You got to
definitely come back
on. Excelente. And I know the listeners are excited about that as well. So we're going to wish you a full house and a successful class on Saturday. And we also want to blow sprinkle dust on you, because that is just an amazing gesture at this time of year. And people, this is, you are getting expertise, wisdom, experience. You should run. You should be there at 5:30. They should be sleeping out. That's what they should be doing. That's what they really should be doing. You want to really go. So I just think that's so gracious of you.
Yeah,
so thank
you,
you
and
so
I know, because I want happy actors. If you're happy, I'm happy. You know, you do good, I do good.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So you guys go out and accept this gift graciously from Wendy McKenzie. I don't want to leave, Wendy. Now we gotta go. But thank you, thank you. Yes,
I've been tweeting everything people saying on your show.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And it's crazy because it feels like it just ran by. Like I just feel like, man, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
I want to embrace every second, but it's just going by. So. And this is what it's going to be every show, because this is what it's about. It's about people like you that inspire, empower, motivate, and tell actors what it really is, the truth. The truth.
And it's
about
refreshing.
The truth.
It's important for them to understand the truth about the industry
and
not be afraid of it. Like the young lady Emily spoke about fear, and most actors, when they walk into the audition room, they have this tendency to feel fear, and they need to know that we want you to get the job. Again, if you look good, I look good. So
exactly.
Why wouldn't we want you to get the job? So they need to get that fear out their system and have fun and go in with a positive attitude.
There you go. Well said, my other soul sister.
That's right.
Big up to Wendy McKenzie. Big hug and much love to you, and have an amazing, amazing holiday, Wendy.
You
thank
too.
You so much for coming on, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
love
you,
man.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Wendy McKenzie, ladies and gentlemen. What an invigorating show. Oh, my God. It has been so exciting. I feel like I am dancing. And, man, Kiki Haynes came in here and just, I'm getting emails from actors saying Kiki is the truth. Kiki is inspiring. Kiki, you have touched actors this evening, and I'm so grateful, and so I feel so blessed to be on your journey. Thank you for joining us this evening. Daisy Kimbrough from Aromaology, thank you so much, Daisy, for coming on the show, and you know, I love you tremendously, and I love the fact that you just said, you know what, this is something that I feel is a good match. Let me do this. and I want, I know that we are forever. So Pinky Forever, Daisy Kimbrough from Aromaology, Love, Peace, and Soul are her products for me. And go and check out her products. It's a great, great, great time of the year for you to give to your loved one her amazing products. I'm telling you, my house is Aromaology house. That's the truth. I also want to give mad love and blow sprinkle dust again to Wendy McKenzie. Please join her on Saturday at 7 p.m., but if you come at 7 p.m., you're late. So get there at 6:45. Get yourself situated, get your mind right, and get prepared to get some diamonds and pearls and jewels dropped on you from acting coach, casting director, motivational speaker, Wendy McKenzie. And you can go to Wink, that's Wink, WINKLLC.blogspot.com. That's WINKLLC.blogspot.com. And you can go there and get all the information as to where this is located. It's going to be in West Orange, and it's at the Luna Stages. That's going to be in Jersey, okay? So I just want you guys to take a moment right now and close your eyes and just settle yourself. We're going to give love. We had such an amazing show this evening with some invigorating folks. And throughout our conversation this evening, we are constantly reminded of never giving up. The words like driven and focused and knowing and belief and trust, all of those things are common denominators when you talk about being in pursuit of your dream, when you talk about being passionate and true to your dream. I had a conversation today that all day should have been named for me inspiration, because I've been inspired since I woke up this morning. I had a conversation with a friend of mine. His name is Roger Walton. And Roger has a successful financial business consulting in Philadelphia. And we've been in touch with each other on and off over the course of, I want to say, maybe 7 years, maybe even longer. And when Roger talked to me today about when he first decided to start his business, he said that he was afraid. One of the things that Emily spoke about tonight, fear, and how it paralyzes us. And in him speaking about his fear, he said he thought to himself about two people, Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass. And he asked himself, if anybody should have been consumed with fear, it should have been Harriet Tubman and what she did throughout her life with the Underground Railroad and freeing slaves during that time. And then he thought about Frederick Douglass, who spoke against slavery during that time, and how courageous he had to be to speak out against it. And when he thought of these two people and fear, he thought to himself, really? I have something to be afraid of, to start my own business? And at that point, he decided to jump in. And in him jumping in, he now has a successful business. I just want to say thank you for joining Conversations of a Spirited Actor. I'm your host, Tracy Moore. This was an invigorating show. I want to thank Kiki Haynes. I want to thank Daisy Kimbrough. And I want to thank Wendy McKenzie. And I want to thank Emily Elishevitz. I want to thank all of these wonderful spiritual women who have come on the show and inspired all of my listeners. I want to thank my children, Radiance and Miles, for always inspiring me to be the best person that I can be, because they are great people. And I want to thank all of you for listening and supporting and joining us. Have an amazing holiday. Be safe and peaceful with your family and celebrating. And join us on January 9th, where we come back with January, Renew Your Talent. January is Renewing Your Talent. Also, join the Spirited Actor fan page to get more information about the Spirited Actor VIP membership. Thank you and good night.